1 month into my residency, my father was diagnosed with colon cancer, and all of a sudden life was a lot different than I imagined it would be. At the end of intern year, I was having a really hard time relating with patients. I was getting easily frustrated with them. I felt emotionally exhausted all the time. And to be honest, I was forgetting a lot of the reasons why I'd fallen in love with family medicine to begin with. I actually was resenting medicine for keeping me away from my family. But there were three things that helped me get through this. The first was taking a step back and focusing on family. When my father was getting sick, I turned to my support network, my family, my friends, my colleagues. I asked my residency program for some time away, and as a result, my husband and I were able to have a last-minute wedding so my father could be there. I also surrounded myself with people who reminded me who I was outside of medicine, and that ended up being really important. The second thing I did was I took time to reflect on why being a family medicine physician makes me so happy. My favorite memory is from my intern year, when I was delivering my very first OB continuity patient. I followed her through her whole pregnancy, and I remember driving through the streets of Chicago at 11 o'clock at night, worrying that I was going to miss that delivery, and then making it there and walking into the room and having the whole family cheer when they saw me. And I still cannot believe that I was the person that got to hand her baby to her for the very first time. And now her son is my patient. I mean, the work we do is so amazing, and we have to remember that. Finally, I decided to lead a national burnout prevention project through Family Medicine for America's Health, because feeling like I was making a difference in my own small way was really therapeutic for me.